How's it going, Yankee fans? Welcome back to Fireside Yankees with your boys, Alex and Ryan. It's freaking opening day. It's been a long offseason. Months have gone by. So much news, so many rumors. We've discussed it all, and we finally reached the opening game against the Houston Astros. Going to discuss that. You know, starting pitching, what we're expecting. Some guys we're really looking forward to seeing, obviously, projections for this game. We're going to do a little bit of a different type of episode. At some point, we're going to transition to building a couple of bets through Fireside Bets. You know, we're starting this up and we want to get you guys included watching this game with a couple of lines that we can watch along the way, and if they hit, we'll be really excited. We'll talk about it the next day. So at some point after we do the preview, we're going to talk about some lines we really like, kind of an open discussion, open conversation. So if you're into sports betting, you want to join us and you want to be a part of our Discord, you know, we'll drop the link in the description below so you can join us there. But we're really excited about that. Ryan, before we dive into the opening day, what we're looking forward to, lines we like. How you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing great. You know, obviously this is an opportunity for the Yankees to get off to a good start because 1-0 is better than 0-1. Keep yourself on pace for 162-0, which we obviously know the Yankees will win 162 games this year. I mean, obviously not. But point is, the Yankees are in an interesting situation here because we're talking about opening day. And for the last 4 years, when opening days come around, we know we're going to get a good start. And we know we're going to get a great start. And Gerrit Cole has delivered on opening day each of those 4 years, and it's put the Yankees in position to win those games. Now, I'm pretty sure they're 3-1 in their last four opening days. They lost the 2021 opening day against the Blue Jays. They won in 2022. They also won in 2023, and they won in 2020. So Gerrit Cole has been kind of the tone setter. And it also, because they won in 2022 and also won in 2023, opening day doesn't always indicate what's to come after, because I think the vibes are pretty high after opening day last year, and the season was not very good. So, you know, I just want to kind of temper expectations while also understanding that, you know, April is just as important as October in terms of your standings. Now, in terms of team quality, performance, stuff of that nature, you would prefer to finish strong than start out hot and taper off. We saw that with the 2022 team. And then if you look at some of the teams that have won the World Series, the Rangers kind of picked it up in the end. They really got hot down the stretch and were able to win the World Series. In 2022, the Astros, I mean, they weren't as good as the Yankees in the first few months. And that second half, they just kind of took off, dominated, and ran through the American League. So there is credence to the idea that getting off to a hot start isn't as important as finishing strong, but still every game counts the same. Nestor Cortez is going to have to set the tone, and Cortez is coming off of a bad year. There's no other way to put it. Now, in my opinion, I think Cortez has done some things in spring training that have encouraged me. I know the ERA isn't good, but the fastball shape is back. The cutter shape is back. He's kind of tinkering around with his changeup a little bit more. That pitch got hit a little hard, so I'm assuming he's going to stay away from it, and it's not really a pitch we see in his repertoire too often. As long as the fastball and cutter command can stay, you know, intact for really five innings, the Yankees are going to be fine. You're going to feel good about what Cortez gives you. I know that people are considering him not a guy who can pitch third time through the order, and there is some reality in that statement. I'm not going to go, but he actually can do this, this, and that. I actually think Nestor Cortez might have to settle into a five and dive kind of role. And you know what? That's fine. I'll take it. You know what I mean? I'll take that given the construction of this bullpen. I imagine Aaron Boone's going to be aggressive and early with his bullpen. You know, I believe it's on opening day, starters pitch on average, throw at on average eight fewer pitches than they do on their final start. That doesn't seem like a massive difference, but that's about two or three batters. And if you're averaging two or three batters faced less or more, that means you're getting a much longer or shorter leash. I imagine that once he completes two times through the order, Aaron Boone's gonna have somebody firing, and that's the game plan for today. You gotta kind of get Cortez to get the ball to your bullpen, because you know your bullpen's your weapon. But on the other hand, the Astros have a really good bullpen. They have a really good top three. You kind of want to face the guys outside of that top three. You want to knock out Framber Valdez early, and I think this is a pretty good matchup for the Yankees from the standpoint that they have a lot of guys who are really good against left-handed pitching, and even some of their lefties, Soto, Rizzo, tend to perform pretty well against lefties as well. So, you know, in terms of matchups, obviously you give the Astros the advantage with starting pitching. Framber Valdez is one of the 20 best starters in the league, and Nestor Cortez is not one of the 20 best starters in the league, and the Astros are the better team right now. Like, if you look at what they did last year, I know they didn't make as many crazy additions, but you have to give them the benefit of the doubt compared to the Yankees right now. Overall, Alex, you don't expect the Yankees, they're not going to be projected to win this game, but if they can steal a game or two in this series, that would go a long way to building confidence and at least getting off to a good start and getting off on the right foot.
I absolutely agree. It's really important to have these good starts to the season, especially against a rival like the Houston Astros. Now, Cortez has had a pretty polarizing spring, up and down. You know, he didn't really finish off the way he wanted to, but he's a good pitcher. Obviously, we want a Gerrit Cole, but, you know, we settled for Nestor. It just kind of aligned that way. The Yankees asked Marcus Stroman if he wanted to be the opening day starter. He said no, didn't really match up with his throwing program. But at the end of the day, I do believe that right now, Nestor Cortes has a pretty good opportunity to go out here and you know, put a good step forward coming off a season that was derailed by that left rotator cuff injury. I'll be quite honest with you. I'm a little bit on the fence about how he's going to perform. He's given up some hits. His strikeouts have been pretty decent. I think that he's going to get hit around a little bit, but I do think that the Yankees have the offense to match it. You know what I mean? I think that we're okay in terms of they're two high-octane offenses. I think Framber Valdez, coming off 3.5 ERA last season, pretty solid player. I think, like you said, we're good against left-handed pitching. It's going to be, I think this is going to be a high-scoring game, actually. You know, right off the bat, I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. Oftentimes, pitchers don't start off the season very hot. I think coming off spring training, a couple of our batters are really, really seeing the ball well. Rizzo, Glaber. I know Judge wasn't necessarily that great during spring training, but he tends to step it up a notch during the regular season, so I'm pretty confident he's going to bounce back and look pretty solid for us. But looking at the offensive side here, we're finally going to get a look at this dynamic, electrifying duo of Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. And, you know, just for what it's worth, the guy batting behind them, Anthony Rizzo, is going to have a field day when it comes to RBIs and runs and batting runs in this season. I am so excited to see how good Rizzo can be with those two guys. You know, all he had was Judge last year. And I kind of feel like adding Soto to this dynamic is truly something unique and special. And Gleyber Torres is in his final year of arbitration. Like, this is the year he needs to step up and look his best. And he's leading off today. So I feel like the Yankees have a chance here to step into Houston and put together a couple of at-bats and put some runs on the board right off the bat, right off the rip, you know, and show to Houston, like, this isn't the same lineup we had last year, guys. This is not the Harrison Bader lineup. This is not the Peraza lineup. This is the lineup with Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, Gleyber Torres, and Rizzo, and Stanton, who's looking pretty good this spring. I'm ecstatic to see what these guys can do. The Yankees built this offense to be a monster, to be intimidating. The pitching obviously is a little bit of a question mark right now simply because we don't have Cole and we're unsure about some of these guys bouncing back from injury, but we remain confident and optimistic based on projections. But, you know, Ryan, looking at the offense, who are you looking up today? You know, we know that Framber Valdez is a lefty. We know Soto's a lefty. Rizzo's a lefty. What righty batters are you looking at to say, we need these guys to step up, produce? I think Gleyber Torres, this is going to help us segue into the betting portion of this episode and what guys we think are going to step up and have big games. I know you're kind of a big proponent of Gleyber Torres having a really big game today.
Yeah, I fully believe that Gleyber Torres is in a good position to have a good game because, number one, and I don't mean to sound cynical when it comes to DJ LeMahieu, but I don't know when we're getting him back. Like, it sounds like, oh, it'll be like a 1 or 2 week thing. I think we're losing him for about a month. Like, I don't have too much confidence in that foot. And coming back, I don't know how good I feel about him either. I think the right leadoff hitter for this team is Gleyber Torres. Even when DJ's healthy, I think it's got to be Gleyber Torres. He is the guy who has the best all-around skill set on the team. With John Birdie here, you can kind of hit him seventh, and I think he's a fine seventh hitter, and you kind of put Volpe ninth. We'll get to Volpe in a second here. But Gleyber has a 135 career WRC plus against left-handed pitching, a 546 slugging percentage, and a plus 6 run value versus sinkers last year. And that was his best run value against any pitch. And Framber Valdez is a sinker baller, so I like him for two plus bases. It's a pretty good value at plus 110, so you will more than double your money if you make that bet. And baseball's not a sport where you should be running crazy parlays. There are a lot of this stuff is low percentage. You don't project a player to have two plus bases per game, so it's very matchup based, and you obviously, even matchup bases, you know, Framber Valdez could get pulled after the fifth inning, or he could get run out of the game in the third or second inning, and suddenly you've got a hard righty coming in, and it's not a great matchup for Torres. But the ballpark, I think, treats Gleyber favorably. He would have had 27 expected home runs instead of 25 had he played at Minute Maid Park all year last year. And then the last thing I kind of want to get to with Gleyber is that he's going to just get so many plate appearances because he's the leadoff hitter. So he's going to get the most plate appearances on the Yankees, even if they get shut out. Unless they get no hit, he's going to get 4 plate appearances. That's 4 attempts to get on base to, obviously, 2 plus bases. It doesn't include walks or stolen bases, so it would have to be hits. But Gleyber's probably their best average hitter as well, outside of maybe Juan Soto. So I like that bet for him. Some other guys to kind of look at because you're facing lefty: Giancarlo Stanton. I almost went as far as to say you should bet on him hitting a home run. If you want to, sure, I'm going to go against that because probability-wise, I don't, you know, it's not a great bet. But in terms of, like, what I think is going to happen, I think Stanton's going yard today. So I have him for 1+ RBI. That's at plus 150. That's pretty good odds considering that last year, even when he was not very good, he slugged 618 against lefties. You imagine he's going to be hitting it behind Judge, Soto, Judge, and Rizzo. So at least one of those guys could be on base. And really all it takes is a hard hit ball. And we've seen him hit those low liners that just get out. We've seen him hit towering moonshots. This is another guy who's built for a ballpark like Houston. I think that this is a good matchup for him. Even when he struggles, even when he's not good, he's still good against lefties. And that's kind of the big thing here. And I know Framber Valdez throws kind of hard, but he doesn't throw like overwhelmingly hard where you imagine Stan's going to be have no chance. And then the last guy is Volpe, because Volpe is likely hitting ninth. I think even if they, unless they start Oswaldo Cabrera, he'll probably be hitting ninth. And if they start Oswaldo Cabrera, then you should probably stay away from this bet. But at plus 135 for one plus runs, if he's hitting ninth, he's going to be hitting behind Gleyber. And this bet, I just talked about why I think Gleyber's going to perform well. You have Soto, you have Judge. Judge is another monster against lefties. Soto is always a monster. I'd actually maybe stay away from Soto today because it's a ground ball lefty on lefty matchup. That might not be the best case scenario for Gleyber, for Juan Soto. But I think Volpe is in a situation where if he gets on base, the people behind him are the best hitters on the Yankees. So that's their bet. That's the best chance you're going to have at run scoring opportunities. I think Volpe at one plus run, and you actually are going to talk about this a little bit. I think he could steal. He's a threat to steal. And I think that ultimately he's a good bet for one plus runs. I'd also look at John Birdie. If John Birdie hits ninth, look at him for one plus runs.
Yeah, for Volpe specifically, I love him for a stolen base today. I think him getting on base is going to be imperative to their strategy. As you imagine, they're like kind of wrapping around the order here, getting to the top. And Volpe, when he gets on base, is always a threat. And then we talked about this right before the episode started. Framber Valdez is really bad at holding runners on base. So we like Volpe play, and especially because he's a lefty, he has his back turned to first base. Opposite. So he would have his back turned to third base. But regardless, once he's starting his mechanics, once he's starting his actual windup, he has to finish it. Otherwise, it's a balk. So I kind of feel as though Volpe for a stolen, even if it's later on in the game, it doesn't have to be obviously when Framber Valdez is on the mound. But I do like Volpe for a stolen base, especially if he gets to second base and stealing third. He's had a lot of success doing that. I think the Yankees are going to try to be a lot more aggressive this year. John Birdie, by the way, is like 95th percentile. He's 34 years old. He's 95th percentile in speed. You know what I mean? So like you're looking at this team is a little bit more athletic. Gleyber can steal a couple bags. Verdugo has a little bit of speed. Volpe obviously is one of those guys that is going to steal. We have him at over 24 and a half stolen bases this season, which is last year he was at 24. So we have him just a tad above that. I'm excited to see Volpe, and with this newfound swing, with this newfound approach, I think him, when he gets on base, hit, which is going to be more frequently just based on general metrics. I mean, his on-base percentage was below 30% last year, and he hit, 202? Like, he's going to be better with this newfound swing, and him getting on base more is going to improve and boost the number of opportunities he's going to have to steal bags. And I do believe that he's going to steal a lot more bags. I wouldn't be surprised if his home run totals this season were down a bit, but he steals more bases and drives in more runs. That's kind of where I sit on it right now. I don't think he's going to hit 21 homers again because he's leveled out that swing. So I think he's going to hit more line drives, a lot more doubles, I anticipate, a lot more singles, maybe a couple more triples. But I do think that he is going to be a major threat on the base paths. I have him for a steal today. The Yankees are going to want to be aggressive. They're going to attack Houston, put them on the back foot. And look, if you have Volpe on first base and you can get him to second with Gleyber, Judge, and Soto coming up, he's like the chance of him being batted in now catapults. You know what I mean? Like you're seeing astronomical differences in that. I do like Stanton for a home run today. Obviously, he's had a pretty solid spring, showing a lot of upside there. But I think going with the right-handed kind of batter here. Well, let's talk about the pitching. Nestor Cortez, I think, is over on strikeouts is 4.5. I don't love it because, one, Nestor's not known for his strikeouts, but I also just don't think he's going to be – I think Houston's might beat him up a little bit in this game. I think this is going to be potentially a tough one for Nestor. I'm not going to suggest taking anything against the Yankees because we want to be rooting for the Yankees in this game. But if you're thinking about pitching props, I don't necessarily like Nestor over 4.5 strikeouts, and I don't necessarily like Framber Valdez over 4.5 strikeouts either, or 5.5 strikeouts. He's had a lot of strikeouts this spring, but I think the Yankees are coming to play. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game, and I think those two pitchers might get knocked out early. What are your thoughts on the pitching matchups? Anything that really stands out to you? There are some interesting props that we could look at later on this season in terms of like the first pitch of a specific inning. Like, what's the probability that Nestor Cortez or Carlos Rodon throws a strike on the first pitch of the second or third inning, depending on the batter? There are things that we can look into there, but I think that's a lot more nuanced. What are your thoughts on the pitching matchup today in terms of strikeouts? Either of those two guys that you're kind of looking at and say, yeah, like I like over or under here?
Yeah, so Framber Valdez, it's interesting because if you were to ask me what I would like for a strikeout bet, like I think Framber Valdez is the worst strikeout pitcher of the two in terms of strikeout percentage. Yeah, he was at 24.8%, Cortez at 25.2%. Both are above the major league average, but as you alluded to, they're not like dominant strikeout pitchers. This isn't like Gerrit Cole where it's like, you know, five innings, you still expect six or seven. If Cortez, and we don't know if Cortez is getting into the fifth, I think Valdez will get past the fifth inning. But even then, like, we are talking about limited pitch counts. Like, these are their first starts of the year. These are both teams that have playoff aspirations. So the Astros are not going to say, Framber, we know you're at 100 pitches, but we need you for the sixth inning because we want to kind of just go you for the sixth and then go seventh, eighth, ninth, Presley, Abreu, Hader, and kind of end this game. They're going to say, all right, he's at 100 pitches. He's done. Like, he's done. Even if he's at 90, he's done. You know what I mean? I think that's where that cutoff point's going to be. We just talked about, like, the average pitches per start is significantly down on opening day. So that's something to factor here. That means lower volume. Even if Nestor Cortez were to have a great strikeout day, that might just be five strikeouts over five innings. And I think that might be a little bit optimistic. The Astros aren't a team that strikes out a lot. And he might go, well, the Yankees are a team that strikes out a ton. I don't think this rendition of the Yankees are going to strike out as much as other renditions of the Yankees. Now, could they strike out a lot today because it's opening day? If you remember last year, the Yankees and the Giants went like band for band on strikeouts. I think like Webb struck out 11 Yankees and Cole struck out like 13 Giants. It was crazy. It was a big strikeout day, but I also think both of those guys are far more... Both those guys were in far better matchups. Logan Webb was a righty facing a right-handed heavy lineup. You know, Gerrit Cole was facing just a not good Giants lineup. The Astros are having a lefty against a Yankee lineup that can always kill lefties, even when they're not good, versus Nestor Cortez, who's just facing a damn good Astros lineup. Like, the Astros are always going to be a good offense, so I don't love betting for a low-scoring game today. I would agree. And also to kind of, you mentioned with Volpe and the steals, right, like what that situation could look like. Yeah, I know Framber's a lefty. We all know Framber's a lefty. But he has some of the worst numbers when it comes to holding runners on. He's negative two runs, according to StatCast, in terms of holding runners. He's negative two runs, I believe, also in specifically preventing steals. So he's not a guy that you necessarily expect to hold Volpe. The only variable here that could cause some trouble is that Yadier Diaz is really good at throwing guys out. But I also question whether he'll even start because last year we didn't see Yadier Diaz and Framber Valdez as a duo. I'm not sure if anything has come out about that changing. I know that the Yankees have formally announced that Jose Trevino will start on opening day, and I'm trying to look kind of sift through, but expect that Diaz will be the starter, and he's a good thrower. So that could be something to take into account here. End of the day, I just think we need, if you're placing any bets today, place on offense. If you're not even placing bets and you just want to kind of get a better understanding of how this game could go, it just looks like it's going to be a high scoring game. And this is a ballpark that plays really well to righties. So Nestor Cortez, a fly ball pitcher, right? Like that pulled fly ball that might get caught at the warning track at Yankee Stadium or be a routine fly ball for Verdugo is off the wall or into the seats in left field in Houston. Those low sinking line drives may be out at Yankee Stadium and caught here or get off the wall here. And in terms of just like the environment, the Astros play really well at home. Not last year at least, but like traditionally speaking they have. I don't think that trend's going to continue this year. I don't know. Like, I just think this is a high scoring game in the making, and these are two really good lineups that are going to be on a collision course for some big time runs. I also think if anyone is not to score runs, it'll be the Yankees, not the Astros, because Framber is a lot better than Cortez is.
Yeah. So, you know, just to kind of summarize here, this is what I have locked in for today. I have Volpe for a stolen base at plus 360, which I think is tremendous value. He's going to get on base more this season. He's going to steal more bags. I really like him to get a bag today. They're going to be aggressive. They're going to know they have to score runs. He's going to be trying to stay get into running scoring position and be batted in by the top of that order. So I do like that. I did have another parlay I didn't really discuss, and I had a Jose Altuve and Aaron Judge hit parlayed together into one for plus 110 odds. I just like the righties against the lefty pitchers. And I know Judge hasn't had the best spring, but I think he just steps up in the regular season. I think he's going to have a fine day. Even if he hits 200 in today's game and he gets five at-bats, that means he gets a hit, right? Like, theoretically speaking. And then Jose Altuve has been really, really good this spring, so I think he'll probably get a hit off of Nestor at the very least. And then we have the Gleyber Torres, two total bases. We have Giancarlo Stanton for an RBI, Anthony Volpe for a run, and then we also have Stanton, if you want to get a little bit more crazy, for a homer. So all these bets, I feel high offense. The Yankees are swinging the bat well in spring. Some really good numbers. They're feeling rhythm. Framber Valdez, good amount of strikeouts, but he's also giving up a lot of hits this spring. So he's been striking out batters, but also getting kind of beat up a little bit on the hit category. So I don't think that this is going to be a situation where the Yankees, the strikeouts maybe look a little higher than usual, but I think we're also going to hit off of him. And I think that's going to be, it's going to bode well for these bets and these parlays and these singular lines. So if you're interested in seeing these in the breakdowns, we're going to talk about it. We'll have an article out on the website at Empire Sports Media, and in the Discord channel, we'll be posting our slips there. So you can kind of take a look and make sure you're up to date and anything that we post on a daily basis. MLB is going to be fun. We have a lot of advanced data to build in as the season continues to progress here. It's going to get even more refined as we try to determine who's going to perform well against specific pitchers. Sometimes you just never know, but just like sports, it's kind of erratic, but we're going to use the projections that we do have and the data that we do have to make the best educated guesses that we can. So we can make some money here this season, my friends. And we're really excited about opening day. I'm excited to get going here. It's been a long off season, but we finally made it. Let's enjoy this one. Let's get a dub today. Make sure to drop your comments down below in the YouTube comment section. Like and subscribe as always. And we'll catch you guys on the next Fireside Yankees episode.
Perfect.